In the town of Athyah, when Jeremy Lanigan battled away till he hadn't a pound, and his father died and made him a man again, left him a farm and 10 acres of ground. He gave a grandpa to the friends and relations who did not forget him and come to the wall. If you don't, you listen and make your eyes glisten at the rows and ructions of Lanigan's barn. Myself, to be sure, he got free invitations for all the nice girls and boys I might ask. In less than a minute, both friends and relations were dancing as merry as bees around a cask. Flashing off punch and wine for the ladies, potatoes, cake, there was bacon and tea. There were the Nolans, Dolans, the Gradys, calling them girls and dancing away.
6 months I spend in Dublin, 6 months or nothing at all. 6 months I spend in Dublin, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
They were doing all kinds of nonsensical polkas round the room in a whirly gig. But Julia and Icy banished the nonsense and tipped them a twist of a rear out of cheek. Oh, how the girl, she really got mad at me. Dance till you think that the ceiling won't fall, for I spent 3 weeks at Brooks Academy learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
6 months I spend in Dublin, 6 months for nothing at all. 6 months I spend in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
A nice to doat,
a nice to vinegar,
a nice to doat,
a nice to vinegar,
a nice to doat,
a nice to vinegar,
learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
Strangled, they squeezed up his pipe, bellows, tenors and all, and the girls in the ribbons, they all got entangled, and that put an end to Lanigan's ball.
6 months I spend in Dublin, 6 months so nothing at all.